it's a big day for Waterford. I was down during the week, and I suppose with COVID, there's not the same buzz, understandably, but there's loads of flags and loads of anticipation and excitement just the same.
We kind of knew that before a ball was poked in this championship that, you know, that was going to be the case, regardless which two teams are going to be in the final. As it was now, we're in the final, but I know it's feeling fairly nice, you know. There's a lot of colour up and a big air of excitement, you know, in the last 7 to 8 days. And confidence is starting to build. We're a bit cautious, but confidence is starting to believe, and self-belief is there that we could end this 61-year famine tomorrow, Liam.
I remember talking to you earlier in the year, John, and you were at a training session, I think, in January, and you couldn't believe the intensity of it and what Liam Cahill had brought to the setup.
Yeah, 100%. Last January, 12 months, yeah. January just gone, but it was effectively nearly 12 months ago, and I said, well, I think I'll go and watch one of our training sessions, and I was actually blown away by what my eyes seen, and it was frightening, an exceptional job. And you know, when you take into account the personnel that were out as well, and you know that the players are after coming and going, you know, if he's land this tomorrow, it would just be an unbelievable achievement, you know.
There's a lot spoken about Michael Bevans as well, John, and Stephen Frampton and Stephen Malumphy. You heard with both of those, so there's a lot of talk about the other backroom team members as well.
Yeah, there's a lovely balance to the backroom team. We're looking lean. I've had the success with Tipperary, but throughout that success, he's had Mikey Bevans side by side him the whole way. And look, you throw into the mix then Stephen Frampton, who is a very honest player. I would have played my first year with Waterford. I would have played with Stephen, you know, no nonsense guy. Very honest in his approach. And then look, you have Stephen Malumphy. Stephen was down with Davey, down in Wexford. He had the experience of being with Davey. Would have picked up an awful lot from Davey. But unfortunately, I think he's away at the moment, the army. So, but he's still, you know, having an effect on the squad, I'm hearing. But, you know, all in all, it's a lovely balance to the management team, yeah.
In terms of the team as well, John, it's a unique story, isn't it? A Meath man hurling with Waterford.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose it was 2015. I remember going up and eating Jack myself to kind of try and sell the whole package to him to come down to De La Salle. And I think Kilkenny were sniffing around. It's a wonder Wexford didn't go looking for him either, because, you know, he wanted to move, he wanted to better himself. And look, it's a remarkable story. I've seen the last couple of years what the lad has been through. Possibly should have been in the Waterford panel a lot earlier than this year. Possibly should have been there the last 3 years. But look, it's a remarkable story. It's right or over stuff. And look, as I said, you know yourself, Liam, lads that can go up and grab a ball out of the sky, they don't grow on trees. And look, he was unbelievable against Kilkenny. Caught 11 clean catches in that match against Kilkenny. I mean, that's an incredible stat. Not too many lads can go and do that, and particularly can go and do it against Kilkenny. But tomorrow, look, I just wish, hoping that the best of luck tomorrow. There might be a bit of pressure on him tomorrow, but I think there's a bit of pressure off him now in regards to that. You know, I suppose he was probably playing with pressure on his back and trying to justify why he was on the panel. But look, I seen this lad up close, seen what he done in club games. I've seen him destroy teams. He's 72, 73 minutes away from winning an All-Ireland medal tomorrow, and it would be a remarkable story if a Meath hurler was winning an All-Ireland medal with Waterford tomorrow.
In terms of the team, Liam cracked a whip when he came in. He opened a few eyes, I suppose, with some of the players who were left out of the squad, and he does at last seem to be getting the best out of Austin Gleeson, who often plays as an individual, John, and not for the team at times.
Ah, well, look.
Or is there too much expected of the guy?
Ah, well, no, I think I wouldn't say that about the chap. He's a remarkable talent. Austin could beat you in the blink of an eye, and we've seen that in the semi-final. And I think Liam, the number one thing with Liam is that, you know, he demands work rate for himself. I think he believes then that, you know, if he can get the work rate out of all the players, the rest will fall into place, and that's what he's demanded out of every player, not alone Austin Gleeson. And look, I suppose for Austin, I suppose he's a flawed genius, and probably takes a while for others to adapt to their game to those type of demands in regards demanding a high work ethic. And it's taken him a couple of games to get flowing. But look, the last day, the one thing that was on his mind was to get world class. Look, Liam probably took him off in one or two games, and it probably stood to Austin going forward into the last two games. Now all he's thinking about is, you know, working hard, and the scores will come. And look, we've seen that the last day with his last two scores against Kilkenny, chasing lads, going into rucks, winning the dirty ball, and picked off two unbelievable scores. That will be his focus tomorrow, is to work hard first, and then hopefully the scores then will be picked off once the hard work is done.
You have an absolute Rolls Royce of a centre-back in Tadhg De Burka. He is some operator, isn't he, John?
We've been blessed with great centre-backs down through the years, Fergal Harvey and Ken McGrath, but this lad he's right up there with those lads. And I think tomorrow, I think if we have to get over the line, I think the Burka is going to have a big match. He's been unbelievable this year. I think Liam has given him a role where he can go forward. And I think Waterford, to be fair, Liam, if you look at the Waterford closely, they're playing a bit similar to Wexford last year, where any of their backs can pop up. You know, Caelan Lyons is popping up from wing back. The ball kick can go on the attack. Even McNulty has had to pick another couple of scores from corner back. So it's a bit similar to the way Wexford were holding last year. And it's all out attack when they have the ball. But look, his matchup with Keane Lynch tomorrow, I think that will go a long way to deciding who could possibly win this match tomorrow, you know.
Yeah, and of course, John, to play the kind of style that Davey wants to play, or to play the style that, as you say, Waterford are capable of playing, you have to be very fit, don't you?
Yeah, well, look, that's a given nowadays. I think the way the game has gone now, it's all about speeds, runners, support runners off the shoulder, matched with a bit of physicality, matched with a high work ethic. That's the way the game has gone. I mean, and we possibly have the two best teams in the country playing tomorrow, who have gone and brought those characteristics to the table over the course of the last 6 weeks, and that's why they're both in the final tomorrow, you know.
You know, when you look at the game, it's a real matchup of probably the best, arguably the best half back line against the best half forward line, arguably, John.
I suppose you've Kevin Moore and Tadhg De Burka, Caelan Lyons playing out of his skin, and look, you're dead right. You're the flip side of that, you're looking at Hegarty, Keane Lynch, and Tom Morrissey. But look, I think it's going to be that middle third, you know, where this game is going to be won and lost. You know, you look at the Limerick half back line, you know, Caelan Lyons is popping up with scores, Tadhg De Burka, but equally, Limerick are popping up with scores through their half back line as well. You know, you think of Dermot Burns, Kyle Hayes. And look, in the middle of the field then, I think that matchup between Will O'Donoghue and Jamie Barron is going to be key too. But look, you're dead right, that's going to be a key area in this match tomorrow, is the puck out for both teams. You know, Waterford effectively could have anything up to 35-40 puck outs. Likewise, that's going to be key.
And in terms of Limerick, John, everybody's saying they don't score goals. Are you a little bit worried about them saying that?
Yeah, Liam, that's the one worry I have tomorrow. Look, as I said to you before this, before we went on air here, how often have we seen it in the past where, you know, a team has been talked up that they're struggling to raise green flags, and that's the worry I have tomorrow, is that if Limerick pick off a couple of goals, it's going to be an uphill task for us. I would allow us possibly to see one goal, anything between 2 and 3 goals. If we can see tomorrow, I don't see us winning. And on the flip side of that, we're going to have to raise a couple of green flags, I think, to win this game. Like, you look at the way Limerick are shooting the lights out in the points department. I mean, they scored 27 points the last day. They scored 25 in the Munster final. It was a 36 against Clare. So the stats don't lie. They're converting points from a high ratio of shooting. I mean, sometimes they could hit the post 40 times and they could, you know, they could convert anything between 30 out of those 40 shots on goal. So, but that is the worry tomorrow, is that we don't concede goals, you know.
You know, there's a small crowd there tomorrow, unfortunately, so you will definitely be heard. So be careful what you're saying.
Yeah, but look, unfortunately, I'm not on the cold commentary. I can get excited, as you well know, throughout the match by doing the cold commentary, but I won't be getting excited tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll find it difficult even eating the breakfast tomorrow. The stomach won't be good tomorrow. But look, please God.
Yeah, and I suppose you're amongst the lucky few that can be there, John.
Yeah, look, very honoured, got the call there during the week. And look, it's just a pity that none of the family members or none of the close friends of the players can be there tomorrow. It actually might suit the Waterford team as well, because, you know, I think the environment that we're playing in at the moment, I think, probably suits our lads. It's probably a less pressurised environment. But look, for whatever team loses tomorrow, I was up there for the Galway Limerick game. You know yourself, Croke Park can be a very, very lonesome place when you do lose. As you seen last year, you know, possibly should have beaten Tipperary. But the one thing that the players had last year, they were able to turn around to their families, to console off their family or their close friends, or were jump back on the bus and go back to the team hotel. So whichever team loses tomorrow, it's not going to be a pretty place. It's going to be a very, very lonesome place. You know yourself, it could be the difference between having a good Christmas and a bad Christmas, and just praying and hoping that we'll be on the right side of it tomorrow and we'll have the best Christmas present ever, Liam.
Absolutely, John. And 95% of Wexford will be cheering you on tomorrow. So thanks for taking the call, John. I wish you the very best of luck. Don't jump off that Hogan stand tomorrow. Just be careful up there, won't you?
No, Jesus, there'll be no fear of that, Liam. No fear of that. Thanks for the call, Liam. Thank you.